旧约圣经历代至上至下有一个很重要的重点就是敬拜神。
And first and second Chronicles, the main theme is to worship God.
感谢神，我们也都养成了敬拜神的一个很好的习惯。
Thank God, I think we all have a habit. We have cultivated a habit of worshiping God.
尤其在圣安息日，我们总是会非常的努力的要来参加崇拜聚会。
Especially on Sabbath, we would try our best to observe the Sabbath.
我们或许也有想过，我们这个崇拜的目的在哪里？
Perhaps we have thought to ourselves in the past, what is the purpose of worship?
我们会说，这是我们人的责任本分。
Maybe we would say because it is our responsibility, something we should do.
因为我们要借着我们的崇拜来荣耀神。
Because through our worship, we can glorify God.
因为我们要借着我们的崇拜，求神的恩典能力在我们当中来彰显。
Through our worship, we ask for God's grace and His mercy to manifest in our lives.
我们也会想到借着我们的崇拜，我们来领受神的祝福。
Or perhaps we think that through our worship, we can receive God's blessings.
今天早上我提一个项目或许我们过去没有太注意的。
But today I would like to point out something that perhaps we have not noticed in the past.
崇拜还有一个对我们个人来讲一个有一个很重要的目的就是要让我们能够降服于神。
There's another important goal of worship, and that is that we can be draw closer to God.
Surrender
ourselves to God.
我们人有很多的软弱跟缺点。
As man, we have a lot of weaknesses and shortcomings.
其中的一个最大的缺点就是所谓的叛逆。Rebellion.
One of our biggest shortcomings is rebellion.
所以我们很多人都有养孩子的经验。
I think a lot of us have the experience of rearing a child.
我们每个人也都有成长过程的经验。
And we also have experiences growing up.
在我们的人生里头总是有一些的时候是很叛逆的。
That we go through some rebellious phase while we're growing up.
常常这也是让父母亲觉得很困扰，甚至很痛心的。
Perhaps it becomes problematic for parents, even a source of heartache.
这也常常是我们个人在人生里头觉得非常抱歉觉得非常的遗憾的一段时间。
And perhaps it is also a period that we all we feel very sorry for, and something that we regret.
那我们不但对人是会有这种。这种叛逆，甚至我们也很容易这个叛逆神。
And not only are we rebellious toward man, sometimes we're also rebellious toward God.
但是无论怎么讲，这个顺服神、降服于神，这个是绝对的。
But no matter what we say, it is absolute that we should follow God.
我们如果真的降服于神。我们的人生才会对，我们的人生才会完美。
Only if we surrender to God would our life be right and would it be perfect.
不管我们赞不赞成，但是它就是这样子。
It is the way that things are, no matter whether or not we agree with it or not.
所以敬拜一个很重要的目标，对我们每一个个人就是帮助我们能够降服于神。
So one of the major goal and of worship is so that we may surrender ourselves to God.
那神就是爱，神要我们过对的生活，
God
美好的生活。
God is love, and He wants us to live a life that is right and full love.
每一件事情，每一个道理都是他所定的。
Everything that happens, He has determined.
这些宇宙当中的万物。这些星球的运转，这都是神定下来的。
The life in this universe and how the universe works has all been determined by God.
人要有对的生活，美好的生活， 他必须要有一个很重要的基础，就是降服于神。
So for a man to have a good and perfect life, he must learn how to surrender to God.
神很爱我们，所以神也很注重这个我们的崇拜这件事情。
And because God loves us, he also focuses attention on this worship.
因为他最知道人能够降服于神，人才能够有真正成功美满的生活。
Because he also knows that unless man surrenders himself to God, he cannot have a perfect and wonderful life.
所以从旧约到新约，他一直不断地在强调，在教导这个敬拜神的事情。
That is why in Old Testament and New Testament, we see that constantly talks about worshiping God.
目的就是让我们能够真正地来降服于神。
The goal of the worshiping God is so that we can surrender ourselves to God.
所以在摩西的时代，神很详细地告诉他们怎么来拜神。
So in the time of Moses, God gave them great details on how to worship him.
请看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章第八节。
Verse 8. Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
第九节。
9. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you.
还在旷野的时候，神就要摩西来为他建造会幕。
While they were in the wilderness, God want Moses to make them a sanctuary.
他们出埃及之后的第三个月，他们来到西乃山下。
In the third month after they left Egypt, they were at the base of Mount Sinai.
那么他们在西乃山下停留了相当长的一段时间。
And they were there at the mountain for a prolonged period of time.
在那，神用那一段时间要摩西来建造会幕，来教导百姓怎么来拜神。
And God used that time to talk to tell Moses how to build a tabernacle and how to worship him.
那第九节的下半句话说，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And the end of verse 9 states that he has to make it exactly like the pattern I will show you.
那这样的这一句话，它其实是不断的在重复。
And this phrase is a phrase that's repeated throughout.
拜神要照着神所指示的样式。
That when we worship God, we have to worship Him according to what He has shown us.
照神所要求的来做。
We have to do it according to what He asks us of us.
这样的敬拜神才是蒙神所悦纳的。
And this is the type of worship that God will please God.
那在这个过程里头，就是来让人能够去明白，我要完全的降服于神。
And we go through this experience to understand how we should surrender to God.
以后照着神的怜悯，他们进入了迦南地。
And later, through God's mercy, they enter into the land of Canaan.
在神让他们最强盛的时代，就是大卫王跟所罗门王的时代。
And at the height of their power, which is during the reign of King David and Solomon.
大卫他想要为神来建造圣殿。
King David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
但是神并没有允许大卫来做这件事情。
But God did not want David to do this.
所以对神的事情不是我想要做，我能够做，就去做。
In God's matter, it is not we want to do something for God and we go ahead and do it.
如果有时候我们勉强去做，不一定神会喜悦。
In fact, sometimes if we force the issue and do the task, it might not please God.
大卫对神的爱是不容怀疑的。
We cannot doubt the love that David has for God.
他这么的爱神，但是神没有让他来建造圣殿。
He loved God so much, but God did not allow him to build the temple for him.
这也不等于神不爱大卫。
It does not mean that God does not love David.
结果神是让大卫的儿子所罗门来建造这个圣殿。
Because God want David's son Solomon to build the temple.
我们请看《历代志下》第七章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 7.
历代志下第七章十六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 16. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 16. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
所罗门王照着，也是照着神给的尺寸，他把这个圣殿来建造起来。
According to the measurements and blueprint that God gave him, Solomon built the temple.
那这个圣殿就成为他们敬拜神的一个地点跟中心。
And this temple became a central place of worship for them.
那这个圣殿也就被神来分别为圣。
And God separated out this temple as holy.
所以在历代至上至下也详细地记载了圣殿里头所有的事情。
So 1st and 2nd Chronicles recorded all the things in the temple.
那当时的无论是王也好，来建造圣殿的人也好，他们就完全地照着尺寸来建造。
And it did not matter who was working on the temple, everybody followed the blueprint given by God.
当然在那里神来彰显他的荣耀。
And there God showed his glory.
还有很重要的，人要达到那个目的，目标，降服于神。
So it is very important for a man to get his, reach his goal that he surrenders to God.
主耶稣来了，他成全了律法。
When Jesus came and he fulfilled the law.
所以今天我们不再有献祭的事情。
So today we do not have things.
献祭。Offering.
Offerings.
今天我们也不再去建造所谓的这个会幕。
Nor do we have the tabernacle.
今天我们通常我们称会堂我们也不再说这个我们也不再去建造旧约时代的那一种圣殿。
And even though we have a church, we do not try to build a temple as in the Old Testament.
但是在新约时代，敬拜神，这个还是神所看重的。
But in the New Testament, God still emphasize on worshiping him.
甚至神还来提升他的这一种重要性。
In fact, God elevates the importance of worship.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
请念。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
这里保罗在圣灵的感动之下，他说我们每一个个人就是神的殿。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit, Paul says that every one of us is a temple of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
神的殿在过去，他们的认识就是神所临在的地方。
In the past, what they understood of God's temple is a place where he dwells.
是一个神所要祝福的地方。
It is a place where he will bless.
是他们敬拜神的地方。
A place where they can worship God.
是一个神听他们祷告的地方。
A place where God will hear their prayers.
在这里保罗说我们就是神的殿。
But here, here Paul says that we are God's temples.
因为神的灵住在我们里头。
Because God's Spirit lives in us.
神借着圣灵来跟我们同在。
Through the Holy Spirit, God is with us.
所以保罗说那我们就是神的殿。
Therefore, Paul says we are God's temple.
所以我们很看重崇拜聚会，这个是对的。
So it is right that we place emphasis on worshiping God.
我们每一个个人就应该表现出对神的敬拜。
Every one of us should show our worship to God.
所以敬拜神这一件事情，不论在旧约，不论在新约，都是被神所看重的。
So you see that God placed a great emphasis on worshiping, no matter whether it was in the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
神本身就是充满着荣耀。
God himself is full of glory.
其实他不用我们来给他荣耀。
Actually, he does not need us to give him glory.
其实他不需要我们借着我们的敬拜来让他得荣耀。
He does not need our worship to be glorious.
其实对我们个人来讲，更重要的是他帮助我们，借着崇拜，他帮助我们完全的来降服于神。
What is more important is that when we worship God, and through our worship, we learn how to surrender to Him.
哦，所以敬拜神，这是一件啊非常蒙福的一件事情。
So worshiping God is a very
蒙福的得到福气的事情。
Oh, it's a thing that allows us to get blessings.
哦，是神在帮助我们达到我们人最应该做的事情。
That God is helping us.To do a task that is a basic task.
哦，所以如果我们能够真的懂得敬拜神这件事情啊，那么我们的人生一定会是成功的，一定会是幸福美满的。
So if we know how to worship God, our life will be complete and will be perfect and full of blessings.
哦，因为在敬拜神这本身里头，其实包括了很多美好的事情。
Because there are many good things involved while we're worshiping God.
哦，我们借这个机会，我们仔细的去想一想，那真的对我们会有对我们的敬拜啊，会有很好的启发跟帮助。
And we have time. Let us ponder upon this, so that would help our worship.
哦，我们来看旧约时代他们的敬拜神里头的那些特点是什么。
Let's look at some of the special characteristics of the worship as listed in the Old Testament.
第一个，他们敬拜独一的真神。
First is that they worship the one true God.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们请参考出埃及记二十章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
请念。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites this, You have seen for yourself, that I have spoken to you from heaven.
神是灵，所以是看不见摸不着的。
God is a spirit, so therefore you cannot touch or see him.
在摩西的时代，神特别的将自己来彰显于百姓面前，让他们听见神对他们说话。
But in the Old Testament, God came down and He manifests himself so that Israelites would be able to hear his voice.
哦，让他们清楚地知道神是存在的神。
So that they can know for sure that God exists.
哦，所以他们所要敬拜的是独一的真神。
That the God they worship is the one true God.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourself gods of silver or gods of gold.
哦，在他们周遭的人，他们也有宗教，也有拜神的活动。
And there are times there was other religious activities.
啊，通常他们会有一些的偶像。
For example, they would have some idols.
啊，用金银所造成的一些形象。
Some shapes that were they would form out of gold and silver.
哦，神要他们分别，不要跟他们一样。
God wants them to separate themselves out of from there and not to be like them.
哦，所以神才会吩咐他们这么详细的来吩咐他们，你们要怎么敬拜神。
That is why God gave very detailed instructions on how they should worship God.
哦，所以在他们敬拜神的这个活动里头啊，他们很清楚的知道我们所敬拜的是独一的真神。
So while they're worshiping God, they knew very well that the God they worship is the one true God.
啊，比如说在他们敬拜神里头啊，会有献祭的事情。
For example, they would have offerings when they are worshiping God.
哦，那如何来献祭？啊，在旧约圣经里头，也都跟他们描写的非常的详细。
And Old Testament was very detailed on exactly how they should present these offerings.
哦，在这会幕里头有很多的啊，这个器具用具也都很详细的讲要用什么来做。
There's a lot of articles in the tabernacle, and it is also very detailed on how each instrument is to be used.
甚至在什么时间他们要敬拜神、要献祭，也都有很清楚的啊清楚的命令。
And it is even the time they are to worship and when they are to worship also written.
那在旧约时代，他们要透过祭司来做献祭、来拜神。
And the Old Testament.They are worship God and do the offerings through the priest.
啊，这个大祭司更是为所有的百姓 啊，进入至圣所里头。
The high priest will enter the most holy of holies for the people.
哦，所有的这一切，他们要照着神给他们的吩咐来做。
And you see that they were to do exactly as what God commanded them to.
那么神就将他的荣耀、他的能力彰显在他们的当中。
Therefore, God's glory and His power was among them.
哦，他们照神所吩咐的这样来做，在他们的崇拜里头就充满着祝福，充满着恩典。
And because they worship according to what God commanded, their lives were full of blessings.
哦，所以在领受恩典的当中，当然是充满着喜乐。
And mercy, and under the grace, they were full of happiness.
哦，所以他们知道他们的这照着神给他们的这一种敬拜神啊，这是啊非常有荣耀啊，很 honor, 很容易的一件事情。
So they know that when they worship God according to what He has commanded, it is an honorable thing.
啊，所以当然，那当然在他们敬拜神的活动里头啊，他们有悔改，有向神的祈求。
And of course, while they're worshiping God, they also repent and they also plead and ask after God.
啊，他们想到神给他们的恩典啊，他们当然啊也有这种对神的称赞赞美。
And they also praise Him and give thanks to Him when they think about all He had done for them.
哦，在敬拜神的当中，当然祭司也要将神的教训再一次的来吩咐百姓，来对百姓做讲解。
And during their worship, perhaps the Levites would once again review the commandments and the words of God.
哦，那我们来看到新约时代对敬拜神的一些描述。
Let's look at how the worship is described now in the New Testament.
哦，我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4,
23节
verse 23. John chapter 4, verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks.
24节
24. God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以讲到今天我们是在圣灵和真理里头来敬拜神。
It says that we now worship God in spirit and in truth. 哦，
怎样能够有在真理跟圣灵里头的拜神？
And how can we have a worship that is worship in spirit and in truth?
哦，这不是靠我们人的努力。
It is not something we can do according to our might.
哦，这是借着主耶稣的恩典才有的。
It is something we can have only through the grace of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以今天我们虽然没有旧约时代的那很多的敬拜神的啊这个献祭的活动，或者说那一些啊圣殿里头的东西。
So now, even in New Testament, though we don't have a lot of things mentioned in the Old Testament, like how we're supposed to worship God or the things in the tabernacle.
哦，但是敬拜神，拜神，这仍然是一件最重要的事情。
But worshiping God is an important thing.
哦，所以主耶稣他亲自来到这个世界上，来成全这个敬拜神的这件事情。
So Jesus Christ came on earth so he can fulfill this worship.
啊，我们请看一下马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
马太福音五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
这里一个很重要的字眼，很重要的观念，主耶稣来成全律法。
An important concept here is that Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law.
那这成全律法包括着敬拜神这件事情。
Fulfilling the law includes worshiping God.
就是借着主耶稣，让我们能够有这种在真理和圣灵里头的拜神。
That through Jesus Christ, we can worship in spirit and in truth.
所以主耶稣说，我就是真理。
That is why Jesus said, I am the truth.
主耶稣应许说，我要将 应许的圣灵来浇灌你们。
And Jesus also said, I would have the promised Holy Spirit pour upon all of you.
所以这今天我们在新约里头 的这个敬拜啊，应该是比旧约时代啊还更啊更加的啊，应该说更加的提升了。
So our worship that we have in the New Testament should become more elevated and higher than the worship in the Old Testament.
因为我们真的可以说，我们是在圣灵和真理里头在拜神。
Because we can say that we are worshiping in truth and in spirit.
主耶稣说，这正是天父在寻找的拜神的人。
And this is the type of worshippers that God the Father is seeking.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们成为一个真正拜神的人。
Through the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ, we can become a true worshipper.
所以今天我们在敬拜神还有什么特点？
So what are other special characteristics that we have today when we're worshiping God?
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
这里保罗说，我们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Here, Paul tells us that we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
在真理和圣灵里头的敬拜，我们要去达到这个目的，完全的降服于神。
When we are worshiping in truth and spirit, we have to reach one ultimate goal, and that is to surrender ourselves to God.
这是旧约时代的选民，他们也需要去达到的目标。
It is also a goal that people in the Old Testament had to reach.
但是他们很难达到这个目标。
But it is hard for them to reach this goal.
所以我们看到在旧约的这些选民，在他们的生活里头有很多的失败。
So we see that within the chosen nation, there were a lot of stories of failures.
那今天我们在主耶稣的恩典怜悯里头，我们可以达到。
But today, under God's grace and mercy, we can accomplish this goal.
所以今天在我们的崇拜里头，更是充满着喜乐。
So today in our worship, it is even more full of joy.
我们真的要很欢喜的，觉得很有荣幸的。来参加崇拜聚会。
We have to be very happy and feel very blessed when we come to worship God.
因为我们来一起来看到神的荣耀、神的美好在我们的当中来彰显。
Because together we are seeing the goodness and the mercy of God among us.
所以有时候我们的弟兄姐妹在聚会当中，在祷告里头，他们就得圣灵了。
So sometimes in prayers during church worship, brothers and sisters will receive the Holy Spirit.
比如昨天晚上在伯恩教会晚间的聚会，就有一个慕道朋友，在我们一般的祷告里头也没有人按手，他就得圣灵了。
For example, last night during the service in Baldwin Park, a truth seeker just received the Holy Spirit during one of our normal prayers, and no one was laying hands on him.
一样的。借着崇拜聚会里头，我们来学习神的话语，我们来反省自己。
Likewise, in times of worship, we should reflect on God's words and think about ourselves.
我们从心里头唱诗来赞美神。
That we should sing hymns of praise to God through the bottom with our heart.
在过去，他们借着祭司来做一些敬拜神的事情。
In the past, they worshiped God through the priest.
那今天我们敬拜神啊，我们不再透过所谓的祭司。
Today when we worship God, we do not have to go through any priest.
并不是我们没有祭司。
It is not that we have no priest.
我们有一个永远的大祭司。
We have an eternal high priest.
就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
请看希伯来书第七章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24. Because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.
二十五节。
25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
主耶稣来到世界上，他成全了他来成全了律法。
When Jesus Christ came on earth, he fulfilled the law.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，他来成全了神救人的计划。
When he came on earth, he completed the plan of salvation.
他复活了，他升天了。
He resurrected, he rose and went to heaven.
但是他仍然继续在工作着。
But he is forever working.
他现在就像我们每一个人的大祭司。
He is our high priest, every one of us.
为什么我们的崇拜 是这么的有恩典，这么的有福气？
Why is our worship so full of grace and blessings?
因为我们是透过我们的大祭司主耶稣来做我们的崇拜。
Because we are worshiping through our high priest, Jesus Christ.
所以我们在祭会，我们总是会说奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来祭会。
Therefore, when we gather for worship, we always say in the name of Jesus Christ.We start the service.
那主耶稣也正在做着大祭司的工作。
Jesus Christ is also doing the work of a high priest.
他正在替我们在祈求，在祷告。
He is constantly praying for us and interceding for us.
所以在我们新约时代，我们的崇拜里头，包括了主耶稣，而且还有圣灵的工作。
So in the New Testament, our worship includes Jesus Christ and also the works of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要在我们的当中来运行，来运行，来感动我们，来带领我们。
Holy Spirit is among us to move us and to lead us and guide us in the right direction.
照着主耶稣所说的，要让我们进入真理里头。
From as what Jesus Christ said, it will guide us into truth.
让我们能够明白神所为我们预备的是何等的美好。
That we will come to realize how beautiful the preparations God had made for us.
所以在我们的崇拜里头我们应该是会 对神充满着感谢，对神充满着这种渴慕。
So when we're worshiping God, it should be a worship full of joy and full of longing after Him.
如果我们是也用心的在做崇拜。
If we have used our whole heart to worship Him,
我们真的会发现敬拜神真的是这么美妙的一件事情。
We will realize how beautiful it is to worship Him.
所以有一些来教会没有多久的我们的朋友。
There are some friends who have come and visited us for a short period of time in church.
他们的感受是。那种 很真实的，而且是 很新鲜的。
To them, their experiences is very new and different, fresh.
常常会听到说，哦，我现在哦，每个礼拜我都在等星期六。
Sometimes we hear them say, oh, throughout the week, I just wait for Saturday, Sabbath to come.
他说不出来的那种喜悦，我就是很盼望着星期六来到，我要来教会。
He cannot describe his longing, but he just knows that he wants to come to church on Saturday.
因为他们过去没有接触过，真的对他们那个感受是很实在的，是很深刻的。
Because they have never had such a deep experience in their past before, in their lives before.
或许我们过去也曾经有这样子过。
Perhaps this is something we had experienced in our life.
我们要想一下，为什么现在我们好像比较少，甚至没有。
We have to reflect, why do we not have this experience or experience this very little now?
是不是我们渐渐失去了那个崇拜的目的？
Is it because we have lost our goal of the goal of worshiping God?
我们要完全的降服于神。
That we have to surrender to God.
想想看，你要来教会的时候，你想到的是什么？
Let's think about what were you thinking while you were driving to church?
我可能要去接哪一个人。
Were we thinking, oh, I need to go and pick this and this person and that person up?
我要为教会去买一些什么东西。
Or I need to buy this and that item for church.
我有哪一些 duty, 我可能快要迟到了。
Oh, I am scheduled for some duties and I am late to church now.
其实这个都是对的。
These are right.
但是最重要的是，我要完全的降服于神。
But what is more important is that we think that we are to surrender to God.
所以在我们的生活里头，谁是我们里头那个宝座 的王？
In our heart, who is sitting on the throne in our heart? Who's the king?
哦，如果不是主耶稣当在做王啊，那么我们的崇拜啊，就大大的没有效果。
If it is not Jesus Christ who is the king in our heart, then our worship is greatly diminished.
哦，所以这个崇拜其实也跟我们每一天的生活是有关系的。
So you could see that this worship is intertwined with our daily life.
哦，我们在一起的安息日，一起的聚集，可能几个小时。
We are gathered here together for perhaps just a few hours on Sabbath.
哦，但是真正的敬拜神呢，不是只有这几个小时。
But true worship of God does not exist in just these two few hours.
哦，我们里头有一个宝座，谁是真正坐这个宝座的？
There's a king, throne king in our hearts, and who is sitting on that throne?
哦，这个完全的降服于神，不是只有在这几个小时。
So completely surrendering to God is not surrendering for just these couple of hours.
哦，这几个小时是来提醒我们，帮助我们。
These couple of hours are to just to serve as reminder and to help us.
啊，我们生命的每一个时候，要让主耶稣来当王。
But that every minute of our lives, we should have Jesus Christ as our King.
哦，所以希伯来书里头提到很多的更好、更美。
So Hebrews talk about things that are more beautiful and more wonderful.
我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
Verse 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
这里保罗说我们已经死了。
Here Paul says that we have already died.
我们在什么时候死的？
And when did we die?
在我们受洗的时候。
When we were baptized,
啊，我们跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
We died with Jesus Christ, and we were buried.
啊，所以那个没有让主耶稣来当王的那个旧人，那个已经死了。
So the old self that did not have Jesus Christ as king had died.
啊，那从水里上来。
We rise from the water.
啊，我们成为一个新造的人。
We become a new person.
啊，我们的生命是跟主耶稣基督一同藏在神里面。
And our life is now with Jesus Christ, with God.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
请念。
Verse 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
这有一些翻译本啊，它是用质疑的口吻说，你如果真的跟基督一同复活。
Some translations have said that if you have been raised with Christ,
我们都受过洗，我们当然跟主耶稣一同复活。
We have all been baptized, of course we have all been raised with Christ.
但是保罗用质疑的口吻，你真的复活吗？
But Paul here is using language asking, have you really been raised with Christ?
那第三节他用肯定的口语说，你已经死了。
And verse 3, he said positively that yes, you have already died.
哦，所以你应该是也真的复活了。
So your life should have been resurrected.
哦，但是保罗为什么要用质疑的口吻说，你真的复活了吗？
But why is Paul asking in the first, have you really been raised?
因为我们在生活里头，我们并没有完全的降服于神。
Because in our lives, we have not totally surrendered to God.
所以我们必须要借着不断的参加崇拜聚会来提醒我们，来帮助我们。
So we have to constantly attend worship services to remind us and to help us.
所以我们不是只是好习惯的来参加聚会。
We should not come to church because it is a good habit.
我们要常常问自己，我有没有达到那个目的、目标。
We have to constantly ask ourselves, have I attained that goal?
完全的降服于神。
To surrender completely to God.
越来越接近，我们的崇拜就会越来越属灵。
The closer we are to our goal, the more spiritual our worship will become.
哦，那照着神的应许，他真的要充满在我们个人，充满在我们的生活里头。
And God promises that He will fill every one of us and our lives.
请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
十七节。
17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,18, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ. 19, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
神是丰盛的，是荣耀的。
You can see that God is glorious.
也是很丰盛的。
And he's full of power.
Fullness. 那当神的荣耀跟丰盛充满我们的时候
，And when His fullness and His power, is within us,
那么我们心里的力量就会刚强起来。
We would have strength in our inner being.
那他的丰盛跟荣耀怎么能够充满我们
？And how can His fullness and His power be in us？
就是借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个人是可以被神的荣耀跟丰富来充满的。
So every one of us can be filled by His fullness and His power.
就是借着我们的崇拜。
It is through our worship.
那十九节下半句话说，叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And 19 it says that may you be filled with the full measure of fullness of God.
如果我们的崇拜是属灵的崇拜
，If our worship is a spiritual worship.
那很肯定的，我们都会被神的丰富来充满我们。
Then we know that we'll be filled with God's fullness.
那我们心里，我们里头那一个人一定是非常的，非常的强壮的。
And our inner being will be a very strong inner being.
所以属灵的崇拜是我们一辈子在追求的。
Spiritual worship is something that we should pursue after in our lives.
什么叫做属灵的崇拜？
And what is the spiritual worship?
就是我们每一个人是完全的降服于神。
That every one of us surrender completely to God.
这是人生一辈子的事情。
It is something we have to do our whole lives.
那我们也会看到我们的整个人生是真的由圣灵来带领。
And we will see that our lives will be guided by Holy Spirit.
我们真的照着神美好的应许，我们来拥有一个最成功、最幸福、美满的人生。
And according to His promise, we have a very blessed and wonderful life.
所以敬拜神，这绝对不是只是一个好习惯。
So worshiping God is not just a good habit.
这里头是有很丰富的内容。
We see that there is a rich content.
这里头是有很丰富的爱。
That there is full of love.
这里头是有丰富的祝福。
And it is full of blessings.
愿神继续带领祝福我们每一次的崇拜机会。
May God continue to guide and bless all our worship.
我们一起唱诗447首。
Let us sing hymn 474.